I can now learn more about the whole NED phenomenon from the author of that research paper I mentioned. It's a paper called Can NEDs or CHABs Be Non-Delinquent, Educated or Even Middle Class? And the author is Robert Young, a researcher in the MRC Social and Public Health Service Sciences Unit at the University of Glasgow. And he's on the line from Glasgow now. And here with me in the studio to discuss Robert's findings, I have Stephanie Lawler, who's a reader in sociology at Newcastle University. Robert, I mean, NED, as I just said, is a Scottish term, which is, in a way, the equivalent of CHAVS, the way that is down that is used down here in England. But it's said to be an acronym for non-educated delinquent, although that seems a bit uncertain. But tell me what it means in Scotland. What are the characteristics of NEDs?
Well, thank you. Again, as you've said, the term NED essentially has most of the characteristics of the English term CHAV. So basically, it's working class street youth with particularly poor tastes, such as tracksuits and bling, and an interest in kind of rap and hip-hop. They're often thought of as stupid, drunk or on drugs, violent and aggressive, and particularly vulgar. But to that, you can add a particular Scottish flavour. So there's a strong, they have a particular, perceived as having a particular strong slang, kind of nasal twang, but also, as you've mentioned, the interest in Buckfast fortified wine. The kind of aspects that of Buckfast that are kind of somewhat interesting is that it's a particularly strong version, and it also has a high content of caffeine, sometimes called Rick the Hoose juice, because it's been associated with kind of violent behaviour. Again, I'm a bit kind of curious about this idea, because, you know, people kind of sitting around in a nice posh middle class restaurant sipping their wine and then going on to have a latte don't erupt into a kind of chaos and violence.
Okay, so as you say, I mean, we can see all the parallels with CHAVs. We've had several discussions about CHAVs on this programme, people like Beverly Skeggs and others. So I can see the affinities there. By the way, there's another term up there, isn't there, apart from NEDs, the schemies as well. Is there they're equivalent? I mean, these are people who live on housing schemes.
Yes, that's the kind of the equivalent of young people who live on or about housing schemes. I mean, part of the origin of the word NED is supposedly comes from a derivation of TED, so with a reference to 1960s Teddy Boys, another kind of violent youth culture.
Segment 1. I can now learn more about the whole NED phenomenon from the author of that research paper I mentioned. It's a paper called Can NEDs or CHABs Be Non-Delinquent, Educated or Even Middle Class? And the author is Robert Young, a researcher in the MRC Social and Public Health Service Sciences Unit at the University of Glasgow. And he's on the line from Glasgow now. And here with me in the studio to discuss Robert's findings, I have Stephanie Lawler, who's a reader in sociology at Newcastle University. Robert, I mean, NED, as I just said, is a Scottish term, which is, in a way, the equivalent of CHAVS, the way that is used down here in England. But it's said to be an acronym for non-educated delinquent, although that seems a bit uncertain. But tell me what it means in Scotland. What are the characteristics of NEDs?
Segment 2.
Well, thank you. Again, as you've said, the term NED essentially has most of the characteristics of the English term CHAV. So basically, it's working class street youth with particularly poor tastes, such as tracksuits and bling, and an interest in kind of rap and hip-hop. They're often thought of as stupid, drunk or on drugs, violent and aggressive, and particularly vulgar. But to that, you can add a particular Scottish flavour. So there's a strong, they have a particular, perceived as having a particular strong slang, kind of nasal twang, but also, as you've mentioned, the interest in Buckfast fortified wine.
Segment 3.
The kind of aspects that of Buckfast that are kind of somewhat interesting is that it's a particularly strong version, and it also has a high content of caffeine, sometimes called Rick the Hoose juice, because it's been associated with kind of violent behaviour. Again, I'm a bit kind of curious about this idea, because, you know, people kind of sitting around in a nice posh middle-class restaurant, sipping their wine and then going on to have a latte don't erupt into a kind of chaos and violence.
Segment 4.
Okay, so as you say, I mean, we can see all the parallels with Chavs. We've had several discussions about Chavs on this program, people like Beverly Skeggs and others. So I can see the affinities there. By the way, there's another term up there, isn't there? Apart from Neds, the schemies as well. Is there their equivalent? I mean, these are people who live on housing schemes.
Yes, yes, that's the kind of the equivalent of young people who live on or about housing schemes. I mean, part of the origin of the word Ned is supposedly comes from a derivation of Ted, so with a reference to 1960s Teddy Boys, another kind of violent youth culture.